Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Boom, 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 boom.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Now We're Talking Baby with Cam and Em.
Nicely done.
How are you?
I'm big today.
Yeah, you are big today.
I am.
I feel like the last 3 weeks, you look pregnant.
I know. But I don't know if that's because I'm eating more as well. But am I eating more? I didn't actually.
You ate a whole bag of what's this the other day? She put some...
As in the huge bag.
You put some in my chili. I had crisps and... I had Wotsits and chili for dinner, which was a weird...
Oh, yeah, and I just had Wotsits.
I put that on Snapchat and people were really angry about that.
That would be nice.
It was so good. I crushed up the Wotsits, so
yeah,
I had little Wotsit
bits.
And then I had my chili.
That would be nice.
It was good. But you polished off the entire pack.
I did. But that was my dinner. I just didn't fancy anything healthy.
Not a crime, no.
Although baby didn't approve.
He didn't like them at all, did he?
He didn't.
Because they were spicy.
Obviously they were the spicy ones because I'm not a pussy. And the baby was hiccuping so much. Like, I felt him hiccup before, but this was like different. And it was like...
It was constant.
It was in my vagina.
It was like there.
It was down.
Right on the pubes.
Like, I could feel where his head was because of where the hiccups were vibrating. And I said to Cam, I was like, do you think this is normal? And he put his head there. Which you said was quite scary, which I found offensive.
No, I didn't say that was scary. You
I know it's been a while,
Cam, but... you laughed and your whole body moved and I thought that was him. So I was like, fuck. Mm. But it wasn't. It was you like, ha, ha, ha.
Okay. But anyway, so the baby, he was hiccuping so much for like 5 minutes straight.
It was
weird. But the thing is, I didn't put two and two together until I spoke to my mum the next day. And she said, she was like, well, what did you eat? And I said, oh, you know, just a whole huge bag of hot flaming Wotsits.
Mm.
And she went, well, yeah,
makes
there you
sense.
Go.
He doesn't like spicy food.
Well, yeah, because they obviously eat whatever I eat and drink.
And he's been doing this thing recently. So he's been like... pushing up against your, like, we can really feel him now. Like, I can feel, like, I don't know whether it's his bum, his back, or his head, but he'll
like
push
he's
up.
Doing it now.
He'll push up to certain parts, and certain parts of Em's belly will get really, like, firm, and you'll be
like, for example, like, my whole right side will just be sticking out because his bum is just,
mad.
Like, up in the air. It's crazy.
Do you
like,
think he's running out of room? He is, though, probably. Isn't he?
Yeah, well, I've seen pictures of when you're, like, 40 weeks, and they're, like, proper. Compact, so yeah, he probably is running that around because he's used to doing somersaults and flipping around.
Can't do that now.
He can't do that now.
Boom, boom, boom. Mommy, don't be crazy.
Daddy, don't be lazy.
Oh, I'll turn upside down, cause
now we're talking, baby.
Now we're talking, baby.
So this week, the baby is the size of a red cabbage, which
yes.
I find quite crazy because it's smaller than the cauliflower.
But it's denser like that. If you threw that at someone's face, that would mash up someone's face. Whereas a cauliflower wouldn't. Cauliflower, if I threw a cauliflower at your face, it probably should go split apart.
The point of the fruit and veg isn't to throw in someone's face.
No,
it's just to represent the size of the baby.
I'm just trying to represent how dense this is in my hand. I would not want to have this in my face.
Well, lucky it's not.
Never know. That's a point. You never are like, there might be some point in my life where someone throws a red cabbage at my face. Hasn't happened yet, but it could happen. It could happen to you too. No one ever knows. You listening might get a red cabbage thrown in your face.
So baby is 36.6 centimetres and 2 whole pounds.
Red cabbage weight.
Red cabbage weight. Oh, wow. Okay. So your baby might start opening their eyes around now and begin to distinguish between night and day.
That's crazy. How are they doing that?
Oh, their little hiccups in the womb might radiate through your tummy, meaning you feel all their little burps and shudders.
Yeah, that's what we felt the other night. But how is he, how are you able to regulate? Is it?
Well, they can probably see the light and see the dark.
No, light's not going through your belly. No way. that must just be, it must just be pitch black from all the
like
time.
Like right now, these studio lights, he can probably see it's lighter than normal.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you really? He.
Yeah, because even when you close your eyes, you can see light.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Wow. What a smart, smart boy.
If you went into premature labour now, your baby would be cared for in a special care baby unit and they would have a very good chance of survival. Their lungs are still developing but would function with some medical assistance.
Wow.
Crazy. Baby's brain is now also going through its final stages of fine-tuning with some last-minute fast and furious development. Along with their developed brain, the baby has now developed taste buds.
Wow.
Which is why he didn't like the Watsits.
Why he didn't like the Watsits, because he knows they're spicy.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Are we going to introduce any spice? Do we want him to like spice?
Yeah, but not too soon, like when it's safe.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. I'm not going to be putting fucking chilli powder in his milk.
little bit of cayenne pepper. Oh my God, wait, can we also, I think I need a bit of a celebration, guys, because I've just now entered the third trimester.
Well, let's clap. Well done, baby, well done.
Third and final, woo! Wow. Wow, that's scary. Okay, so apparently I might start experiencing some new symptoms. My appetite will probably increase quite a bit as my body uses up more energy. It says eat healthy.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
And try to keep as active as possible. Now, you've been on my case about this.
I have been on your case. And this is not because I think you've put on weight. It's because I'm concerned.
Wait, whoa. Why would you go ahead and say that if that's not what it's about? We've not even spoken about that.
I just want people to know that's not what I'm doing.
Well, clearly you're just covering your back.
You haven't put on weight. Well, you have because you've got a baby growing in you. But you haven't put on, like, your weight. That's just him. But what I'm saying is, I'm concerned because your lower back and your glutes are hurting, which is because you've got a bit of like lordosis. You're like that from your posture. Yeah. I'm just concerned that you need to move more because you're going to become even more immobile. Like the other day, you struggled to get off the settee, remember? You were like, oh, help, which is
normal. That's just because I was being lazy.
Which is fine, but
I didn't need your help.
Ah, you did. You
asked. Oh my God, Christ, if you're going to take everything so literal, I'm not even going to ask for anything.
No, ask for stuff. I'm here to help. I am happy to help. I'm the assistant.
Well, no, because now you call me fat.
I didn't call you fat, though, did I? That's what I said at the start. You're not fat. You've just got a baby in you. But you need to be more mobile. You need to do more Pilates, yoga. Because
hips are hurting. It's actually scary.
It will help with the birth.
I feel old.
It will all help you.
I know. And at the very beginning, I was like, I'm going to do Pilates every day. But it's just...
You're not a natural mover.
Excuse you're not, like, me, like, have you seen your dance moves?
I'm on about like...
You've got two left feet.
I'm on about fitness. Like fitness is not an integral part of your life, really. Like for me, I've been going to the gym for the last like 6, 7, 8 years. Whereas for you...
Cool.
I'm just saying it's not something that you do. So it's like, but it's something you now probably need to force yourself to do.
Yeah, well,
to
clean
help
is not something in your... What was that word you used?
Oh, here we go.
Integral part of your life. Is that what you said?
I said integral part.
Yeah, well, clean is not integral
you don't
part.
See, you're getting defensive now. You don't need to get defensive. I'm here to help, okay?
Signs and symptoms at 27 weeks pregnant. Number one, piles. I'm prone to piles right now.
Have you ever had piles?
I don't know. I don't know.
I remember when I had a pile.
Yeah, and you had to poke it back up your bum.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
We were in Morocco and I had it quite bad and we went to this like woman in like this, where was it? It was in like a strange tent and I was like, piles. She was like, she gave me some weird like licorice cream to put on. This didn't work.
No,
I think I paid £40 for that as well. Oh. She mugged me right off. She was like, it's for charity. I was like, is it?
Oh no, it's a woman's refuge.
That was it. Yeah,
that's how she stung you.
I spent £220 in there.
I know.
Bought all sorts.
And we didn't use anything we bought.
I think we bought like...
But it's like we could have said anything. We could have said, oh, I've got a giraffe coming out my ass, and then she would have gone.
She got
perfect thing for you.
Got that?
Yeah. She like, got you.
She really mugged me off. Yeah. The thing is, by the time she took me to the counter, she was like, I converted on my phone. I was like, this is £220. She was like, it's for charity. Yeah. I was like, doesn't make it any better, does it? Doesn't really help.
Yeah. And then she wanted a picture of us afterwards, and you were just like,
yeah, I was fuming. we still got some of the stuff. We've got like just weird ointments.
Yeah, we do, we do. Sorry, just going back onto
You're prone to piles.
Yeah, so it says, it is one of the more unpleasant symptoms of pregnancy, but many women suffer with piles in pregnancy due to, yep, you guessed it, high level of hormone progesterone in your body.
Progesterone?
Is that not what it is?
Progesterone.
Progesterone in your body, which relaxes the walls of your blood vessels, which makes suffering with piles more likely.
Oh.
It's also the hormone that's responsible for causing constipation in pregnancy. To try and avoid getting piles, you should make sure you drink plenty of fluids as well as keep a high fiber diet, including fruit and vegetables. The only good news is that they go completely in a few weeks after birth. Yay!
I hope you don't get piles.
I'll probably get piles whilst pushing
Well, think
the baby
about
out.
It. When you're pushing it, yeah, you're pushing everything. Yeah. So you're most likely going to...
Yeah.
Apparently piles is pretty much just where your... it's just maybe where your bum turns inside out. That's what that is. It's like a vessel and it just basically turns inside out. Like
oh, it's not like a prolapsed...
Reminds me of those things off Stranger Things, you know, the dogs when they open their mouth and they're like, that's a pile.
So what's the difference between that and prolapsed arsehole?
I don't know. What's a prolapsed arsehole?
I've seen it. Have you not seen it before? I've seen the video.
All right, moving on from prolapsed arseholes.
This is a relatable one. Peeing when you sneeze.
Are you doing that?
And it's called snissing.
Snissing?
Snissing.
Are you doing that?
I am. And I had to tell the girls the other day. I haven't told you yet.
What?
Like I can't. It's, when I sneeze, sometimes I wee a little.
Do you?
Yes.
You sneeze a lot as well, though.
I know.
Like every
yes,
time.
Not every time.
That's why the bed smelled of wee the other night.
No, no, Cam, no.
It, well, think about it.
No, it, no.
Is you or pissy pants over there?
No, Cam, that's not why.
And you tried to deflect it to me. It's you sneezing and pissing in the bed.
It's not.
Yeah, you did, because you were like, it smells like wee. And then you looked at me and I was like, it's not fucking me. It's you.
It was. That's not it. It's usually...
I'm going to check the sheets when I get back.
It's No, because when I'm laying down, I can control it. But it's when I'm like, I don't even know when it is. Like, it hasn't happened that many times for me to notice a pattern. But it's when I haven't got full control. Like, because when I'm like relaxed a bit. I don't know. I don't know, but I can't help it.
No, I know that you can't help it.
Every time I have a long car journey, I sit there when I'm about to leave, think, right, I've got an hour to go. I'm going to do my pelvic floors, you know, for the journey. Do I do them? Maybe. Absolutely not. Do you not even know what a pelvic floor is?
Yeah, pelvic floor is basically when, like, men can do it as well. And you basically...
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. I'm doing it now.
Oh. I want to do mine now.
I've got good ones, I think.
But, yeah, so we have to go in for three and hold and then out for three.
Okay.
So let's go.
Oh,
yeah, just in for three and out for three. In for three.
You're basically
and out for three.
Clenching everything down there all at once. That's what pelvic floor is to help with contractions. So it means that area is tighter.
Yeah.
Because it's good for men that have premature ejaculation as well. Not that I'd know that, but that's.
No wonder you know that.
That's why.
That is completely why you know
that. It's what it's for men as well.
You need to practice
that. What's that book, The Kama Sutra? That's what they teach you all about it in the Kama Sutra.
Are you having much sex with them or not?
Sorry. I don't know, Cam, are we?
Well, no, I've told you why. Like, I just find...
We haven't had sex since the day we can see.
Yes, we have. One time. We did it once. I just find it weird. You're pregnant. I find it strange. Okay, this is just my thing.
Can I just say, right...
You've got a big belly now, and I just find it a bit odd.
Can I just say, before I was even pregnant, there was excuses after excuses because my dog would sleep in the bed.
Yeah. That's a fair enough excuse. I don't have sex with your dog staring at me.
Then my dog.
Our dog.
Then my dog died. So then I was like.
We did quite a bit in that period.
Did we?
Yeah. Because you're weird. You'd be like, oh, it doesn't matter if he's in the bed. I'd be like, I don't want to have sex with your dog, our dog, staring at me. And sometimes, I remember it happened once and he licked my leg and I was like, I don't want to do this. I think it's weird. I don't look at a dog.
If he'd wake up, I'd just stroke him back to sleep.
Strange. I don't like it.
It's just convenient.
But Twix would be in the bed every single night. So it wasn't even an excuse. It was just...
Okay. Well, anyway, you know, when he died, I was like, okay, you know, I'm obviously devastated, but silver lining and all that, you know, we can get our sex life back.
And we did. We had a baby.
Did we?
Yeah, you love to over-exaggerate stuff. You're like, oh, we haven't had sex in 4 years.
We haven't.
You love over-exaggerating.
Pam, did you know what?
I've counted.
This is why I really want an expert on here, because I need to be told if I'm even going to be able to give birth, because it's all closed up right now.
Well, I would like an expert on here to speak about. I think it's quite common for men. I've spoken to a lot of men that have said they found it very weird when, like, because it goes from, like, a sexual relationship as such to, like, I want to look after you and nurture you, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah, and then it goes to, like, a need.
But then, like, it's weird. You're quite pregnant now. I find it personally, it's a weird thing. I don't mean you force it. I don't force it. I want to feel it, you know. I want to be in the zone. Once the baby's born, we'll have a little play then.
Once the baby's born.
So well, you're only going to get more pregnant.
So
now.
I'm not even going to get birthday sex.
Yes. Yeah, so you will. Yes, that will be the last tidings. So we'll make it worth the last supper, we'll call that. We'll make it worth it.
Speaking of experts, we have actually got someone on today.
We have. Our first
I'm not sure she's a sex expert.
Our first
she could be.
Expert. We've got like an actual expert in something, which
yes.
is cool.
Yeah, yeah. So she actually specializes in hypnobirthing, which is the exact technique that I wanted to opt for giving birth.
You were reading your book on it.
I'm excited for this one because I feel like, you know, me and you are kind of as clueless as each other.
I know. I don't even know what hypnobirthing is, so I'm excited.
You don't even
I have
know?
No idea.
Really?
No. It's something to do with
water. I don't
water.
Know why I sound so surprised. I don't really know.
I think it's something to do either with brain or water.
I just want to be a sponge. I just want to suck up all the info because
she's going to sit right next to me.
She is. No funny business.
Oh, you bought some baby clothes. Do you know what she did? She rang me up. She was like, oh, I've bought him a nice coat. And I was like, oh, lovely. For when he's three. She's bought him a coat that fits a 3-year-old.
Yeah, I did actually, because I went into TK Maxx the first time in years and I was in my element. Like, it was in a shopping centre, so that was just my first stop and I was obviously going to go around all the shops. But I ended up just spending about 3 hours in TK Maxx.
Spent a lot of time in TK Maxx.
I got so many great bargains. That jacket you're talking about for when he's three, it was originally £350 Ralph Lauren jacket and I got it for £32.
Absolute steal, though.
Absolute bargain.
I see why you did it. You got some good pieces.
And then I got him a Tommy Hilfiger
coat. Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Again, it didn't have the original price in it, but I can imagine it would have been quite expensive.
Big discounts.
Yeah, and you got it for 30 or something quid as well. That's for when he's 18 months.
The Reebok thing's cool. It's a Reebok fleece.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
So soft. So soft. And then I've got him loads of other cute little outfits. And then, you know, I had to treat myself as well because no one else is going
You bought some Rogue stuff, though. You did.
I bought some Versace heels, which I thought was an absolute steal.
The heels I don't mind so much, it's the matching Versace dress.
No, it's a top.
Remind me of like people that go to like Ibiza for the summer and wear Versace swimming trunks. You know that. We all know who we're on about here. Those people.
Wayne Lineker.
Yes, your dress reminds me of Wayne Lineker.
No, it's just because, right, you can't see the vision, but I can. It's the matching, well, it's not even matching, they just so happen to be the same pattern. It's just Versace heels and a Versace top, and I think with really cute, like, I don't know, because nothing's really cute when you're pregnant, but with some sort of leather pants or skirt or something, it could look quite cute.
Leather pants?
No, maybe not the leather pants. I don't know.
No, it's you got some good stuff for you and the baby. When will we start getting matching? Like, because you obviously, you're not going to be matching with him, really. I will be matching with him. When will that start happening?
Well, whenever you start to buy anything for this child, which you haven't done yet.
Well, you haven't bought much either. You've just bought a few things. I've bought loads.
Everything in that nursery that's for him is because of me.
Yeah, but
I've created this child. I'm joking.
We've decided I'm going to buy all the fun stuff. Because you'll buy.
Go on then.
You'll buy Baz. Well, he's not here yet, is he? Most of the fun stuff starts like, I don't know, I'm going to get all the toys. I'm going to be the fun. I'm the charge of the fun department. But first Halloween, I've already got that sorted. I haven't ordered the outfit yet, but I'll order that soon.
I know exactly what you're going to go as, but go I don't on. Know the technical name.
Go on.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Hobbit?
No.
Give me a clue.
Star Wars.
Yoda.
Yeah,
Baby Yoda.
So he's going to go as Baby Yoda, yeah. Grogu. I'm going to go as the Mandalorian, but I need to find like a full-on outfit. And I'm going to try and make, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy like a, you know the pushchairs that you sit in the middle of and it's got wheels in the end? So I need to make a little spaceship out of that. So what I'll do is I'll probably get some like paper mache, and I'll paper mache that.
Okay. That could be a little project. That'd be cute.
That'll be, yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
Can't wait to see that.
Think of the pictures.
Yeah. Why don't you do him as like, is it RDD2?
RDD2.
Is that the name?
R2D2.
The little robot that spins around, really cute.
Oh, that's a good one. You could be R2D2 and I could be C3PO. Yeah. That's quite cool.
There we go.
That could be a cool one too. That's second year.
Okay.
I wonder at what point though, like, Dad, this is not, like, we can't do this anymore. Hopefully never. Hopefully we carry that on. Do you know what I'm scared of? This is a real fear I've got. When he's like, when I'm trying to like have fun with him, he's like, Dad, this isn't cool. I want to go and do my own thing now. That'll break my heart.
Okay, but I think we've got a few.
He's like 16. I'm like, well, you don't want to play Nerf anymore? Too cool to make dens with your dad? I can't wait for dens. Fucking dens are great. They used to be my favourite thing. I used to make dens and play Pokemon on my Game Boy in them. Oh, dens.
Oh, dens.
You'll be annoyed at dens though, won't you?
No.
You're a den crusher.
As long as you clear up after
yourself.
That's
what it'll be. Like, yeah, guys, so when are you going to take this down? I'm like, we're sleeping here. Leave, please.
So
Em's got a beard now.
I've got a beard now. Well, not anymore because it's gone now. But when I was in TK Maxx, actually, where I saw, as I was, you know, queuing to check out, just saw some pack of razors. And I've always wanted to get some, but I just thought, oh no, because I don't want to encourage more hair. Like, because it's never been like black hairs, but it's just like bum fluff. But since being pregnant, it's just got a bit more bummy. Fluffy.
Yeah, I walked into her dressing room and she had a dry razor shaving her face.
You saw me doing it?
Yeah, of course I saw you doing it. It was weird. I didn't like it. I was like, what's going on? But it makes sense. I understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
You got more facial hair than me.
I just wanted to try it out and it was so smooth. I don't think I did it right because I've definitely broken out.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with them. You should get you some shaving foam.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
I've seen beauty influencers where they do oil and then use the thing.
Oh, I reckon.
And I just did it dry. I just went dry.
No, I don't do it dry, babe. Never dry.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to do oil next time.
Dry's a no-no.
Yeah. But yeah, so... But, I mean, no one's even noticed, so maybe I won't bother doing it again.
I didn't notice you had a beard.
No.
So I think you're okay.
It was only, like, in the sun. Like, you could see, like little bumps.
Is it like your little baby hairs on your head?
No, not as bad as that. Oh. Christ.
I like your baby hairs. That's one of my
baby's going to be... have this. It's for sure, because your amount of hair you have and the amount of baby hair I've got, it's gonna come out of a thick full of
head full of thick yeah,
a thick head of hair. That's what I was trying
thick
to say
head of hair.
Thick head of hair for sure. Considering I'm Indian, I didn't come out that much hair. But
yes, you did. I've seen pictures of you as a baby. You were very hairy.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you look like a little boy.
Oh.
Because you had like thick black hair that was like you had like a crop.
That's mean.
You had a crop when you were about one. I came out with blonde. I was blonde till I was three, so I reckon he might be blonde too. Now we're talking,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've got some messages from our lovely listeners.
Okay.
Alrighty. Shall I kick things
Alrighty.
Off? Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Okay, so I was early in my pregnancy and my husband took me out for Valentine's dinner. I ordered a delicious wood-fired margarita pizza. I'm sorry, there's nothing delicious about a margarita pizza.
There is. Put a bit of honey on it. Woo.
She didn't say that.
Yeah, yours is work. Why are you judging people to margarita when you go for the fucking veggie garden pizza?
I go for the garden party every time.
Yeah, there's nothing for like a garden. That's not a party.
And the waitress brought it out and set it in front of me. I looked at it and started sobbing because the smell and look of it made me want to puke. She asked if I was okay and I cried even harder when even harder saying that I was pregnant and that I couldn't enjoy my favourite foods anymore. We hadn't told anyone about the baby yet, so this random waitress was the first people to know. She felt so bad and asked if she could hug me and bring anything else on the menu for free. That is so nice. Why did I not use that to my advantage when I was pregnant?
Yeah, you need to milk it more.
My daughter is 5 months old now and I still can't eat pizza.
She's gone off pizza.
That's annoying. But I'll never forget the random waitress showing me kindness and hugging me in the middle of a busy, fancy restaurant on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's lovely, that. That's very nice. I think you need to do that more. Like,
milk
you
know,
the other night you said you went to a restaurant and you ordered a poke bowl and it wasn't all that. If you had cried and been like, I'm pregnant, I can't eat this, he would have got you something else free of charge.
I should have taken Heather's yeah. leaf. Like, whoa, wait.
I should have taken
a leaf out of Heather's book. Bless her. I mean, thing is, I've not been emotional through this whole pregnancy. So I know some people are.
Anger.
I am just so irritable. It's because I'm deprived of sex. What can I say? But I mean, I would cry over a margarita pizza, to be fair. As in, because it's poor pizza.
Sure, people will cry over your garden party pizza.
And to make it worse, I get vegan.
Yeah, you get a horrible, I get vegan garden party pizza.
It's the best.
I hate your pizza choice.
Yeah, that's why I get it, so you don't touch it.
I have the crusts.
You do have my crusts.
The only decent part about that pizza is the crusts.
Mm.
Alrighty, this one's from Meg. I was pregnant during one of those hot and sweaty summers a few years ago. That wouldn't have been nice. I was 37 weeks along and I needed to go to the supermarket, so off I went wearing a dress which was way too short and sliders because they were the only comfy things that my swollen feet could deal with. Whilst waddling down the aisle, my slider flew off, and when I bent down to try to pick it up, my dress got caught on the trolley, which flashed my fat pregnancy bum to everyone, and I ended up wetting myself from bending over so quickly. That's like that's a shit show.
Oh, no!
So she's slider's fallen off, she's bent over, arse out, and then pissed herself. That's... You know what you said last week when I fell over and dropped the olive?
Yeah. That's times 100.
That's an ick.
Oh, bless her. No, leave her alone.
I'd be like, oop, ick.
Leave her alone.
That's what I'd do if I stood there.
Oh, God. If that happened to me, and that is something that would happen to me, I would literally just be like, swallow me now.
Do you know what is mad, though, is that like you can do anything you want when you're pregnant. If I fell over, if my slider fell off in Tesco's, and my fucking ass came out, and I pissed myself, I would probably be maybe arrested.
A laughing stock.
I would be removed from the shop, security get involved. But when you're pregnant, it's amazing because it's like, oh my gosh, she's pregnant, bless her.
It's like unwritten privileges.
Yeah, like you can just...
I mean, falling over, wetting yourself is a privilege. But
you could piss where you wanted to and people couldn't be annoyed.
I'm pretty sure you can legally piss in a policeman's hat if you're pregnant.
Yeah, maybe you said this. Can we Google that, please? Is that a thing? Because when you told me, I was like, surely not.
I remember one year because I was at carnival and I was with someone pregnant and she really needed a wee and she...
Pissed in his hat?
She didn't, but she said I could if I wanted to.
I reckon, though, if you did ask nicely, they would let you piss in his hat.
I'm going to give it a go.
But if I asked, no, fuck it, you'd get me in cuffs.
Yeah, jail.
Yeah, excuse me, can I piss in your hat? But you, I reckon you'd be like, oh, fine.
And I'll twist my hair as well.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
He's not putting that hat back on, though, are they? That hat's gone. You wouldn't put... What would you do with a bucket of piss? Hat full of piss?
I don't know. Like I did see someone at COVID get their mask. They didn't have a dog poo bag. They got their mask off and picked up the poo, put it in the bin, then put the mask back on. Physically watched this person.
No.
I swear on my life.
They put it back on.
I physically watched this person do that.
You're lying.
I swear on my life.
You are lying.
I know. I was honestly mortified.
That would have stunk.
It was a woman as well.
Shit.
It was a woman.
There's no way that didn't stink of shit.
I know.
She's either that terrified of COVID or she doesn't mind the stink of dog shit.
You'd get ill from that.
Wow.
I know. So, welcome to the show, Melanie.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. It's really nice to meet you guys.
So good to meet you. Can we call you Mother Mel?
Mother Mel's nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Mum.
Mum. Yeah, just Mum.
Just call you Mum.
Okay, we'll call you Mum for the show.
I'll live with that.
We are so excited to learn and hear everything you have got to say and know about hypnobirthing. Just for the people that don't know what hypnobirthing is, i.e. me and Cam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is hypnobirthing?
Hypnobirthing is just one type of antenatal learning, mm-hmm. and a really, really good one.
I've heard it's good.
The reason it's so popular is it covers your landscape. So what to expect, where you're birthing, and what's going to be taking place around you. It covers what's happening in your body so that you understand physically what's going on mm-hmm. when you're labouring. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be a lot of feelings, a lot of sensations, maybe some pain that you're going to be feeling.
A lot of pain, yeah.
So really getting an understanding of what's happening in your body so that it makes sense.
Yeah.
But most importantly, hypnobirthing works with kind of what I call our space one. That's what's going on in your head.
Yeah.
So with hypnobirthing, you learn to think of birth in a different way. So we're using space one, what's in our head. So we're going to talk honestly about birth mm-hmm. and birth is a transformative experience.
Yeah.
You know, you're not mum and dad at the moment.
No.
Well,
but you're going to be.
I'm mummy.
You're not mummy. Yeah.
And after you've given birth, you're going to be mum and dad for the rest of your lives.
Is hypnobirthing quite a new technique, like a new thing?
Not especially. Really, if you trace it back, I would say, well, hypnotherapists were doing hypnosis for childbirth for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to stop people being so scared of birth.
Mm.
Because what we do know is the more scared you are, the more pain you're going to
feel.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the dentist.
Yeah, exactly. It's like putting a lens on something if you're giving blood and just, you know, magnifying it. And we also know in birth, the more fearful you are, you can put the brakes on your labour.
Mm-hmm.
You can make labour very stop and start. It'll be more painful. And then we tend to kind of just snowball into something that perhaps we weren't aiming for in the first place.
Yeah.
Now, birth is going to feel different for different people. Birth will feel different depending upon how your baby is actually positioned. Yeah. And we don't give that enough thought. You know, we talk a little bit about back-to-back babies or babies that have got their head facing behind you or babies that are looking out. Breech is when your baby wants to come out bum first.
Oh, okay.
Or feet.
That's bad.
Well, it's just a variation of normal. The only problem with breech is if we do have a breech baby, you just have to make sure that your hospital has a team that knows how to work with a breech birth.
Is there any way, and I've always wondered this, because you know they always say babies come out in different positions, is there any way to get the baby in a certain position? Or I'm assuming when it's time to come out, it's time to come out. There's no real...
Well, you're always working with your baby and your body, but absolutely there's a wonderful company called Spinning Babies that are fantastic. And they do, it looks a little bit like yoga, antenatal yoga, but the certain moves and positions you're doing are all about getting your baby in what we refer to as an optimal position for birth.
Yeah, you've done
but we're not going to freak out if baby's decided it wants to come out back to back. You know, we work with our baby. But if you think of your pelvic bony model and we kind of think of the baby navigating that, you've got to remember it's navigating all the muscles and tendons and fascia muscle that's looped all around this pelvis. And what we do as humans and what we're doing now is we're all leaning back a little bit. So we're all really comfy at the moment, especially you.
I know, I'm just comfy.
And what we kind of forget is that the heaviest part of our baby, we believe, is kind of back of head, back of neck. And if we're creating a kind of hammock that's back, then our baby will just roll into that hammock. So what we need to be doing, that I'm going to end up moving this microphone if I'm not careful, is sitting upright more.
Oh no.
Okay, so we really need to be upright as much as we possibly can.
She likes
because
to lie
you
down
want
quite
to,
a lot.
I know, but lie on your side. What we want to do is encourage your baby into the hammock that's developing out here so that they swing round. I mean, we're really wonky as humans, you know that. We carry a bag on one side, we cross our legs. You know, we humans know we're out of alignment. We're wonky. Because that's the kind of lives we lead now. So when we're talking about sort of optimal fetal positioning, we've just got to be mindful. Mm. We're the ones creating the space.
100%.
That our babies then have to navigate.
Yeah.
Yeah? So you're not going to be leaning back or loungy anymore. You're going to use that lovely little cushion. You're going to sit yourself a bit more upright. And you're just going to be mindful.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's gymballs. I
bought her one, but I actually use it more than she does.
Well, you don't need it quite as much as she does at the moment.
It's just because I can't get on it because you're always on it.
Well, you're open to use it whenever you want. I just open my back with it. It's nice. It's a great addition to the house.
True, but we're going to call it the birth ball now, okay? So from now on, if you're watching telly, You know, just spend some time on it. Yeah, just doing some hip rolls while you're sitting on it and just being a little bit more aware. You can also be on your knees with a cushion under your knees and just drape yourself forwards over it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just trying to keep you open and really relaxed and just create the best environment for baby.
Absolutely.
So that in, gosh, what did you tell me? It's in about 10, 12 weeks when baby is thinking of kind of dropping down into the pelvis, they've got a really easy path.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like their head is just always down there anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
And
that's
we experienced like about 5 minutes of him, hip cupping for like 5 minutes straight the other day. And it was in my, it was like in my pubic bone. Like I could feel it all vibrating. And every time we get a scan, his head's always down there. Yeah. So I hope I am doing the kind of right things. Yeah. I am quite mindful.
Do you know what? Already. We're not going to stress about it. Yeah. Because especially this early on, there's so much space. Your baby's going to move.
Even now.
They might move and go bum down. Yeah, so we're not going to stress at this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of from 32 weeks on, we really want to be thinking about how we're moving.
Okay.
Just being a bit more mindful.
Mm-hmm. You talk a lot about, you know, relaxing and having a good birth. But what does that entail? Like, how do you do that?
Probably the core skill everyone knows hypnobirthing for is breathing. And I teach my technique I call the basic breath because I've tried to make it as simple and easy as possible. But it is the same technique that I teach to someone who can't get on an aeroplane. Yeah, it's the same technique I'll teach to someone who doesn't want to do public speaking.
Oh, wow.
So it's the same thing. And all it does is just calm you. Okay, so if you want to have a go at it,
You
need 100%. To do is breathe in through your nose. We can all do it. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth as if you're breathing out through a straw. And in your own time, breathing in through your nose and then breathing out as if you're breathing out through a straw. Now, that's not complicated, is it? But I am a hypnotherapist, so you know you've got a little bit more work to do. You see, I wonder if while breathing, you can see or sense or imagine that each time you breathe in, you're actually breathing in through your fingertips.
Oh.
Bit weird. Whoa. Okay. Just imagine what that would feel like if when you breathe in, the air is actually coming in through your fingertips. It's running all the way up your arms, through your throat, through your head and out the top of your head by a couple of inches.
I've got it.
Time you breathe out, it comes back down through the top of your head, through your body, around your baby, if you've got one in there, all the way down your legs and out through the soles of your feet into the ground below.
So it's it's meditation, essentially.
I think there's a huge crossover between hypnosis
and
meditation.
I'm a bit of a pro at meditation.
Oh, you're going to love this.
She's not so much, but
I've never been able to meditate.
You don't need to. I think meditation's much harder than doing anything hypnotic, to be honest. Yeah. So
like that was,
all
that,
you're
I
doing
was
is
able
a daydream.
To do that. I was able to do that.
You know, why talk about this space one that we've got these skills and drills? Well, the space two, your uterus, we've come to believe that we are pushing a baby out. That is what birth is. You are pushing a baby out. But actually, the majority of your birth is not doing that. It's actually these powerful longitudinal muscles of your uterus lifting up to make the space for your baby to come out.
That's wild.
It's pretty cool. It's very clever, isn't it? So as the longitudinal muscles powerfully pull up, that's what you're feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So perhaps then you can even just change the idea of what birth is.
Yeah.
It's power. You are powerful. Yeah.
You hear that, buddy?
You are super powerful.
One of the best skills you can do is if you see panic coming at any time, and it will, our major birth hormone is oxytocin. It's the love hormone, and it's going to make all your surges work, and it's going to tell your breasts when it's time to start making milk if you're going to breastfeed.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes adrenaline comes in. And you know what adrenaline feels like. It's public speaking. It's, I'm about to go on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But it will come into birth occasionally. And that will have panic. And you'll see breathing increasing, panic coming up. And what we can do is counting down to calm is just starting at 50, making eye contact, and together counting from 50 down to 1.
No.
So you'll start with a 50, 49, 48. Are you making eye contact with me? I am here. You are amazing. 47, 46. And when she starts counting with you.
45, you're beautiful. 44, you're doing a great job. 43, love
you. Everything is normal. Yeah, things like that. And you slow your count. And what you want to do is take a nice big breath in. And hopefully, if you've got rapport, she'll breathe in too. And then together, slowly, comfortably, you count all the way down.
Okay, so as a birthing partner, myself, what are some good words of affirmation? So just affirmations I can do to help her and calm her down, yeah, where she's not going to get angry.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to punch him in the face.
So whenever you use, personally, are saying something, you want to phrase in the positive. So everything is normal. You are doing amazingly. Yeah, okay.
You're doing great, sweetie. No,
so what I tend to say to my lovely birth partners is get in that room first and ask yourself two questions. Okay. Could I have sex in this room? Could I take a shit in this room?
I could take a shit anywhere.
Okay. Now, a lot of my dads are, you know, if I say who in this group could stand up and take a crap on the floor, most dads are like, they'll always get one dad who goes, oh, yes, I could. And I'm like, oh, well done. But what we're working on the idea of is that intimate space. And birth is no different.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't even think about it like that.
And having sex. I mean, you know, we charge over to hospitals to give birth. But could you imagine if we made babies the way we birth babies? I mean, that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
oh,
you know.
I mean, I'd take anything at this point. So
yeah, I'll make a baby with you. Let's run across town. I'll lie in a brightly lit room. Does anyone put their fingers up there first just to check I'm ready? I mean, that's not going to happen, is it? That would be like the worst sex you've ever had. Well, not for everyone, I appreciate
it.
But
on that note, is it true that sex and, you know, like stimulation can help with labour?
Yeah, yeah. It's a pain reliever.
Would you recommend it?
I know plenty of women who have asked people to leave the room. And I why not? Why not? It's your space.
Really?
If you're birthing in it and you don't want people in the room, just say, I want 5 minutes. Everyone can leave. And yes, you could stimulate your nipples or your clitoris. And what you're doing is building up your surges, but also giving pain relief to yourself.
I'm in for a treat.
I'll build up your surges.
Yeah, build up your surges.
I'll build up your surges.
But it's intimate. We are using affirmations for ourselves. Actually, we've got a lovely Facebook group and someone wrote their birth story up today. And she actually said in it, weirdly, my favourite affirmation for the lot was, I can do everything, anything for a minute. I can do anything for a minute.
So you start writing some down now.
Well, they're yours. You're the ones that are going to say them. He's going to phrase all the positive stuff that he's going to say to you. But an affirmation is something you're going to run through in your head. Again, like a mantra. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be, I breathe in calm, I breathe out tension. Mm-hmm. I'm so relaxed.
I breathe in calm,
nothing.
I breathe out this baby.
Why not? Let nothing snag on your baby. You're going to be soft.
I'm not
going to
tear.
Soft and soft.
I'm not going to shit myself.
Here's one for you. Floppy face, floppy fanny.
I've been sitting here trying to remember that saying. I was going to say that
floppy
to you.
Floppy face, floppy fanny.
I mean, you could, because if you tense your face, then your fanny's tensed.
So if you are tensing your pelvic floor, you can feel it pulling up. And I want you to imagine throughout the entire birth that you don't want anything to snag your baby on the way out. Be smooth, be slippy. Now, you are going to get a desire to push, okay? You are. It's a really powerful bearing down sensation. So when we talk about pushing, we're not talking about someone shouting at you to do something you're not feeling the desire to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, in some instances that might happen. But what we want to get is you so relaxed that you start to feel that nudgy, pushy feeling.
Okay, nudgy,
and then
pushy.
You just go with it. It's the most satisfying, wonderful feeling in the world. And then floppy face, floppy fanny.
Mummy Melanie, thank you so much for coming on. Honestly, you've been so insightful.
Oh,
and I think this is really good.
Like, we know a lot more now. I know. Yeah, I feel like I'm slightly more panicky in a way, but good.
Yeah, but good, but nervous.
I think
mean,
I'm actually
No,
because I'm thinking of the birth now. I'm like, oh, this is happening.
This is real.
It's going to happen.
It's real, yeah.
Now's the time to get.
But you've given us a lot of good insights, so thank you very much. And where can people find you on socials? Where can they find all your great information?
Better Birth Stories on YouTube and Insta and the website. Better Birth Stories, because that's what we're hoping to make.
I love Mummy Melanie.
I like Mum.
I love her. I really would like her to be there for my birth rather than you.
Yeah. Buddy.
Sorry.
I've got all of her tips now. I am Mel. Mantras, is that what you said? Mantras?
Affirmations.
Affirmations. Counting from 50 down.
Yeah, that I don't know if I agree with. I would literally punch you in the face.
Yeah, I know you would. That's why once you said it, I was like, try to do that. I think you'd punch me in the face if I told you to count down from 50 now.
I know.
50.
Yeah.
49. It's slightly condescending. But We'll give it a go. We'll get the affirmations. We'll get them written up and we'll practice them every day.
Yeah.
But very insightful though. I think I know what that is now.
Yeah, she's great. And yeah, if I had her as a mum, that would be amazing. Imagine her being your mum. And you're having a tantrum in a shop crying. She's like, darling, just breathe. Just count to 50.
I wonder whether she hypnotises her kids.
Yeah. Oh, I would.
Maybe she does.
Oh, I would.
Oh, I would.
Ooh. But no, we love Mel.
We like
Mel. Hope you love Mel too.
Yeah. So, welcome to my favourite segment of the podcast, Itty Bitty Titty Try Baby Food Committee. So we've got today Ella's Kitchen Chicken Casserole with thyme. Okay, let me open this up.
It looks like the microwavable rice packet.
It's just a big, big sachet of of chicken casserole, sloppy chicken casserole.
Can you definitely eat that cold?
Well, I did it last week.
You did?
Oh
yeah, did you get ill after that?
Don't know, babe.
No, after you downed the whole cottage pie.
No, I did not. Okay, so we've got a big fucking, that looks gross. Smell Look it. At that. It looks like just slop. Again, all these foods just look like you put the actual meal into a blender and that's what I've got.
No, but it looks like sick. It looks like actual vomit.
No, it does look like vom.
It does, yeah.
All right. Fuck, I'm quite nervous this one.
I'm surprised you're nervous.
Oh, it's nice.
Let me.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Want me to feed you?
Yeah.
I'll give you a little
bit. No. Half that, please.
Half that?
Mmm.
Nice, isn't it? It's good.
That is so yum.
Nutritious, yet delicious. Pass me the food.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And I'm breaking my fast with chicken casserole.
I love that. That's the best one yet.
That's really good.
That is a 8 out of 10 for me.
I only give this an 8 out of 10. This is really good.
That's really good.
This is a bit warm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bit of salt, bit of pepper.
We like Ella's Kitchen. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening again to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed today. Very insightful today, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was an insightful one. And remember, guys, if you want to write in with any advice, any funny stories, any horror stories, email us at nwtb@jampotproductions.co.uk. That's November Whiskey Tango Bravo at jampotproductions.co.uk. Or you can contact us on Instagram or TikTok at Now We're Talking Baby. Oh my God, that was good.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.